Hey, yo.
This is breaking news.
Check it out.
It's hot off the wire. Off the wire. With Al Freitas.
Yes, Russ, Beyonce just dropped an entire new visual album on iTunes. It's called Beyonce. She did it at midnight with no warning. The album has 14 songs, 17 videos, and guess who one of the writers is? Blue Ivy. Drake, Frank Ocean have collabos, plus videos include Blue Ivy, Jay, Bun B, and others. She says she was inspired by Michael Jackson's Thriller. A, divorces. Taye Diggs and his wife of 10 years are done to have one child. TMZ is reporting that Khloe Kardashian will file for divorce from Lamar Odom today. At least one African-American actress who auditioned for Saturday Night Live's secret audition to find black females says it was a total fraud. She says executive producer Lorne Michaels, who always shows up to auditions, wasn't even there, but I heard they already picked somebody, and it's going to, when their new season starts in January, that they will have an African-American castmate. But let me ask you something. Is it going to be real? Because it seems like, well, okay, you found one because you had to. You know what I mean? Like,
well, they've had black cast members before. They just didn't get a lot of love.
Well, they haven't had a lot of black female cast. And they get one every 10 years.
Yeah.
So I feel like they're only doing it because they have to. Kenya Moore and Real Beverly Hills Housewife Brandi Glanville are going at it again. Because a Twitter follower kind of like let Kenya Moore know. She tipped her off about something Brandi said. Brandi said, quote, I mean, the Twitter... came in and said, Brandi says she doesn't respect your opinion because you flirted with a married man. It's time to put her in check. So that's exactly what Kenya Moore did. Kenya wrote, I can't help her, sweetie. Only rehab and penicillin. And then she wrote, not all black women wear hair weaves, Kenya. She wrote, half the women on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills are wearing some fake hair, and it's true.
Yeah.
People think white women don't wear fake hair. Child cheese, who you think invented it? She said, Brandi cannot be more ignorant. Glanville clapped back on her blog saying, well, I do find her entertaining on Real Housewives of Atlanta. Basically saying she's an actress.
Where's that shut up Jungle Bunny? Where is that?
No, she does. She says, I'm sorry, but I just don't care nor respect an opinion of a grown-ass woman who flirts, texts somebody else's husband. Once she finds some respect, maybe I'll learn to care about what she thinks.
By the way, I made that up about the Jungle
Bunny.
I know you did.
Okay. I know you did. Right. See, the chick from Beverly Hills came under fire for saying she's been called racist for saying that a black woman didn't want to get her hair wet.
Right.
The Hispanic woman didn't want to get in the pool, and she said, oh, you're black. All my black friends don't get in the pool because they don't want to mess up.
But the woman is Hispanic.
Can I ask you what's racist about that?
I get in the pool. That's because it's not true.
What is racist about it?
Black girls don't swim because they don't want to get
in the pool. I thought she said all of her friends.
It's a generalization.
Yes. She said that afterwards. She said,
all of her black friends.
She said that when she called Andy Cohen.
All black women.
Yes, she did.
She said her friends.
Yes, she changed it when she called Andy Cohen.
Can I ask you a question?
What?
Why is that racist?
Because it's a generalization on black women.
She said that black women can't
swim. Why? You offended because it's true you won't get in the pool?
You just got your hair done. Do you get in the pool?
I get in the pool. I wash my hair myself, so I get in the
pool. You won't even go to the gym.
Why are you always looking for an angle?
Why y'all say black women are looking for an angle if we say it's racist? It was general.
Oh,
it was a
God.
General. That's a generally offensive. Black women get in the pool.
Oh, so what?
And all my black women have leaves.
Is that what?
Sensitive.
We're going to go march.
All black women. Shut
let's
your mouth.
Let's go march.
Let's walk on.
Thank you. And she said all black women
don't swim.
All black women don't wear weaves.
Hey, right.
And she's a racist.
Hey, right.
Actually, Britt, you and I both have weaves today.
Actually, it's not hair.
It's not your hair.
Yeah, it's her hair.
Whatever.
Hair's really long.
Go swimming.
Okay, but listen.
She bald.
So what? You ain't black women, so you don't know. So shut up.
It's not even racist.
Gucci Mane, you're not a black woman, so we won't
take. Black people don't know how to swim.
I mean, that's
she said black women don't know how to swim. Thank you, Britt. Thank you for reminding me.
Oh,
black. Do you know how to swim, Russ? Does your wife know how to swim?
I know a lot of black women.
Does Chandler know how to swim? Does your wife know how to swim?
My wife's not a good swimmer.
She can swim. I've seen that woman in the
pool. She's not a good swimmer.
It doesn't matter. She can swim.
She dog paddles.
That's a generalization. I've known how to swim since I was 4 years old.
I know a lot of black people that swim.
All right, I'm done with y'all because I don't know why I do this with you. Gucci Mane is suffering another legal setback. Reports are that the family of late rapper Slim Duncan have named Gucci Mane as defendant in a wrongful death lawsuit over his shooting death because, of course, he was at a Gucci Mane video shooting that. Tell me if you agree with this. MTV's put out its list of best songs of 2013. Royals is number one. Hey, look, while I'm doing this,
does
Brittany,
that song float?
Shut up. Right. While I'm doing this, Brittany, look and see if Russ's movie comes on Saturday. MTV, okay, Royals is number one. Blurred Lines, number two. Get Lucky, that's the Daft Punk and Pharrell songs, number three. Wrecking Ball is number four. That's Miley Cyrus. Five is Roar. Katy Perry, number six, started from the bottom.
Right.
Liz, this way, I got to tell you one more thing.
Yeah.
Let me see. Some notable. Yesterday, we talked about the SAG Awards, but the Globe nominations were out while we were working.
Uh-huh.
Some notable ones are 12 Years a Slave, American Hustle, Idris Elba, Don Cheadle, Kerry Washington. New in theaters this weekend. Oh, my gosh. I saw The Hobbit. Desolation of Smog. Uh-huh. Oh my gosh, it was so good and scary. Tyler Perry's A Medea. I don't care if y'all don't want everybody else to go see it. I'm going to go see that too. I didn't see that screen. Funny as hell. That looks very funny. Yes. Saving Mr. Banks. You know what that's about?
Mary Poppins.
Mary Poppins. And American Hustle, because they had to put that out so they could win some awards so somebody could see it. I'm Alfreda. That's hot off the wire.
Christmas blessing next Saturday.